On today's episode, we go over the official betting odds for shortstop Carlos Correa. Could the Rays be a trade partner for the Cubs in an upcoming deal? And an outfielder for the Cubs officially is released, plus some other news and notes, including a former Cubs first baseman potentially heading southwest. That's all ahead.
Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Cubs. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. We're lifelong fans, taking our passion into a discussion with you on all things Cubs. Wow, do I like that new intro. We've had it for a while, but the guitar gets me every time. Sam, happy Monday to you, and hopefully you have your brooms and your shovels ready. If you've looked at the forecast in the last couple of hours, and we're going to get this show on the road. How's it going?
Wear my Locked On shirt. Feel good. It's a nice fit.
Yeah, it's a really quality shirt.
One of the best
I've had in a while.
I'm doing better than I was doing yesterday after further review. And our listeners know I'm not this guy, and I try not to be this guy. And two things can be true, Matthew. Your team can be the worst team and not do a good enough job, but there also could be some officiating issues. And in yesterday's tilt at Soldier Field and Saturday's at Memorial Stadium, after further review, I'm really upset at the way my teams have been officiated, especially at home. But I'm over it. I have energy on this Monday. I've eaten well. I've exercised, and I'm ready to talk Cubs baseball.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I was disappointed the beloved couldn't close out against that team from Detroit, but perhaps in a twisted way, this gets you closer to a championship.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Right. So former Astros and Twins shortstop Carlos Correa is free to go wherever he wants this winter. He's a free agent, and he is unquestionably a top five player on the market, one of the best bats, one of the best gloves, one of the best anything really related to this sport that we love. And of course, we've talked about Carlos Correa being a Cubs target dating back really to August, Sam, and it's getting more and more real by the day. And of course, we know one of our great partners here on this program is Bet Online, and just today they released their futures for a few different players, and the Chicago Cubs are favorites at what odds?
Oh, you're quizzing me.
What odds are they favorites?
Well, first of all, before I answer that, Carlos Correa has been my target and my guy since the first time we discussed this, for so many reasons that I'm not going to elaborate on because I don't want to become a broken record. My guess would be, I'll say plus 250.
So I have the odds where I'm going to get exposed here the next 30 seconds.
Oh, so it's to one. So it would, yeah.
Well, and actually there's a twist to it.
Is it two? So, okay.
It's not to one. It's okay. 5-2.
Okay, well then, I mean,
why don't they just do halves?
What's 5-2?
Well, why don't they do that, though?
It's 2.5-1. Guess what?
That's never listed, though, officially.
But guess what 2.5-1 is? Right around.
Yeah. Oh, plus 250.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that. I'd have to think about it.
I think, you know, it's something like that, right?
Now you know my habits.
Right around plus 250. Nice. Good stuff.
Is there any reason why they don't do 2.5-1? Why don't they list it like that? Is it just because of like...
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I don't know.
Maybe it's formatting or something.
Well, maybe because they don't want to do a fraction or a decimal. So maybe, you know.
Right.
So they go up.
Whole numbers.
Yeah, right.
The Twins are the second favorite at 11-2.
Wow, wait, they're 11-2?
Yeah, so, 11. Yeah.
So that's like, you know, that's over 5-1. So the Cubs are fairly heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites for sure. I knew that.
Remember when everybody was freaking out last week? Oh, they're not going to do an 8-year deal.
And so what?
Let the process play out and trust your guys at Locked On Cubs that have been begging for Correa since the Korean War.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's 5 minutes in for everybody playing bingo.
I haven't dropped that in a while. It was either going to be that or keep going.
I'm going to do the top five for you, okay?
Yeah, and you don't have to read the odds. Just – you know,
Giants 6-1, uh-huh. Phillies 13-2, and Orioles 8-1. Orioles are fifth.
Now, just let me put on my MLB hat over my Cubs hat for 1 second.
Please.
If he didn't go to the Cubs, the Orioles would be an awesome fit.
The Orioles are ready for that type of fit.
Yeah, but he's not. He's coming to the north side. He's going to be on Clark and Addison. Hey, Carlo. Yeah, no, tuna's ready.
Oh, boy, you and the fish lately, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So I do get excited about this just because it's information.
You hear that?
You know, and I already know that the Cubs are active with Boris. And by the way, did you hear Scott Boris, how he spoke about his client last week?
I did not, and I don't like to listen to Scott Boris.
Okay, well.
But tell us.
It was like he was on an SNL sketch. He was comparing Correa to paintings and music. Enough already.
Yeah. Hey, you better patent that.
Yeah, in the words of Sam Olber. So Cubs are 5-2. In my world, 2.5-1. And it's really affirming and encouraging that these types of odds are there. Again, these are courtesy of Bet Online, our great partner here on the network. And we know the Cubs are doing their due diligence, but I truly believe that he is their favorite too.
You want me to say something?
I
was just in my head thinking, I hope our listeners know you're an English guy, not a math guy.
Right, right. Well, they do now.
Okay.
I want to give you the odds for a couple other shortstops too in a couple minutes.
Sure, that'd be great. Look, Matt, you're right. I just don't know what else to say that I haven't already said. I think they're a really good match. I think, like you said, I think Correa wants to play for a big city, but a team also, you know, trying to win. It's not Minnesota. That was a rental for him. He did his job. He's going to get more money than he was probably going to get last year. And the Cubs need a staple, a guy with playoff experience, a guy that can play in the middle of the infield. Like you said, that could basically, outside a base run, can do it all. Mm-hmm. So match made in heaven for me. I hope it happens. I've been predicting it's been happening for a while. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, and I've said it. That's priority number one. Priority number two, pitcher. Three, center fielder. Four, some sort of wild card like Abreu, or maybe a certain third baseman we'll talk about later in the show.
Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm chuckling so much.
Dasani, by the way.
Also, thank you for that report. I believe they're still owned by Coca-Cola. Is that right? One of your former favorite drinks.
Correct.
You know, since last week, I've really reflected a little more about Horner on the right side.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to dream about Horner at second, Correa at short, a certain somebody from the Rays at third.
Or Mike Schmidt. Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No. Sorry. That's
different era.
Yeah, that'd be fun,
and,
huh?
And Matt Mervis / Jose Abreu at first. It's probably the best infield in the sport.
Wow.
And so I just get really excited here on a Monday for a Tuesday episode.
Boy, did Mike Schmidt really tear the cover off the ball at Wrigley, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that was one of his favorite parks.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me give you the odds, if not the Braves, for Dansby Swanson.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, top five. Who do you think the number one team is for Dansby Swanson at 3-1?
it's not Atlanta?
Right. Because those are good odds.
Oh, boy. Oh, see, I hate when you put me on a spot because I can't take that much time.
Well, I can give you like a region.
No, don't give me a region. I'm supposed to be good at this.
And you are, by the way.
Oh, man. It's not Philly because that's Trey Turner. Who's in the market for who's a
got
short?
Who's got some money as well? It's foggy. It's cold. There's some water outside the park.
What? The Giants?
Cream uniforms. Yes.
The Giants. Yeah. Okay. I that's terrible for me.
Cubs 9-2
at number 2.
Phillies number 3 at 11-2. Cardinals number 4 at 6-1, and Yankees.
Wait. So
5th.
The Braves aren't even in there?
No. This is excluding the Braves.
Oh, excluding the Braves. Okay.
Yeah. These odds are all for if not.
No,
or actually not all.
No, Correa, you said the Twins were second.
Right. For some reason, BetOnline has Swanson next team in parentheses, if not the Braves.
Well, because maybe the Braves are the heavy favorite.
Right. Yeah, you really don't want this player.
It's nothing to do. It's nothing against
him. It's not personal,
him.
But.
If I'm going to give a guy a big. If I'm going to give a guy a big contract, yeah. I need more than one really, really great year before it happens. Lesson learned from the guy we released this afternoon.
And then finally, Sam, Trey Turner, courtesy of BetOnline.
That's going to be Philly.
If not the Dodgers.
Yeah, Philly, number one.
And what do you think the odds are? They're familiar.
I'll say 2.5-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, rounding out the top five, Giants. 5-1, Yankees 5-1, Cardinals 11-2, and Cubs 13-2.
Yeah, and again, all that makes sense on what we've been discussing because Trey Turner, more than Carlos Correa, is going to want that big, big deal. Mm-hmm. Nothing on Bogarts.
I do have stuff on Bogarts. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, wake up.
So first of all, I'm awake.
Jeez,
the last two sets of odds have that team with the arch, and so do these odds, and not in a good way. The favorite for Xander Bogaerts at 4-1, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Fine.
Phillies 9-2, Giants 5-1, Braves 13-2, Cubs 15-2.
So the Cubs are in our top five on every single one, number and two for Swanson and one for Correa.
That's right, player.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what are the odds that the Cubs will make a trade with the Rays prior to Tuesday's protection deadline? We're going to get into that and possible targets for the club right after this. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. We just got all those odds from the shortstop market and those futures odds, which were really beneficial to run down. And BetOnline is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season, including college basketball, as college hoops is underway in earnest. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. Is there an early line yet for Illinois at Michigan in football?
Yeah, it's like 17. I don't want to talk about that team.
The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf, head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline. Where the game starts. We start this segment with some Cubs-Rays action as the Rays have 16 players, Sam, arbitration eligible. That has to be some kind of a record.
Right.
That's a ton. That's well over half the roster. And so there's a lot of good names on here. The speculation that's been confirmed by national and local reporters alike is they're going to clear some space. At least they're attempting to prior to Tuesday's deadline. Remember, the deadline's on Tuesday. We have the deadline to protect players from the Rule 5 draft. And then we also have the non-tender deadline on Friday. But because of how these things with rosters are working, really it's two non-tender deadlines, one Tuesday, one Friday, for all intents and purposes. So the Rays have some nice targets that the Cubs or any team really could use. Any names of interest on your end from the team in Florida?
I think some relievers. I think it'd be a nice, easy way for the Cubs to bolster their bullpen, but you got to be careful with the Rays because they're so great at developing and churning out relievers, almost in a, similar to the Dodgers, that you got to make sure you're not getting a system guy and a guy that the success he had in Tampa wasn't just because of the great coaching and great development and something that could carry over here. But to me, so I definitely think a reliever would be great.
Well, and to back up your point, what's with Jason Adam?
Yeah, right. He leaves the Cubs. He goes there. He pitches really well. There's another guy. What? I think it's a lefty. Oh, geez. It's
that
really
you like?
No, that was a former Cub. I'll look it up right now.
Well, I have the ARB eligible guys right here.
Well, I know, but I mean, he might not be an ARB eligible guy, but it's just to my point. He left the Cubs and had a nice year. Brooks Raley.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, he was good. So, you know, they're really good at turning in, you know, turning kind of journeyman guys into success stories. Uh-huh. And so you got to be careful with that. But for me, if you want to get carried away with the deal, I know I've heard some glass
now
stuff.
We love this player.
That's unlikely. But Yandy Diaz would really
let's go
fill in the boxes. Now, what do you have to give up for him? I don't know. This is a player. I'll pull up his numbers, but
you'd have to give up a top 30 prospect, I think.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, that might be worth it. I mean, last year his on base percentage was 401.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's video game like.
And in 2020, obviously a shortened year, his on base percentage was 428.
Right.
In his short 6-year career, his on base percentage is 372. Wait for it. He never strikes out and plays what? Third base. Massive position of need for the Cubs. So that's obviously something that grinds me up. That's a guy that could bat leadoff, by the way.
It would be fantastic.
He's not a fast runner, and he hits for less he almost hits for less power than Madrigal. That's a joke, folks. Uh-huh. But he does hit for a very small amount of power. But his tools, contact on base, good throwing arm, pretty special type of player – uh-huh — that's made for the postseason. That would be a guy. For example, I'll say it right now. If you could do Chris Morel for him, I'd do it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I would say that would be a – I would venture to say it's a huge acquisition.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be 31, so he's not exactly –
Morel
and
a prospect would be great.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just looking at – I mean – the worst year in his career, this was his, you know, the last 2 years were his first two full years, but everywhere he's hit and he's hit for on base, career 120 OPS plus. I mean, he's really kind of a delicious ball player.
Yeah, no, he's definitely enticing, especially for a team that has a need at that position. And you know, I think the relievers are interesting. There is a couple of, you know, very tweener starters, which again the Cubs don't need.
No.
So I think somebody like Diaz would be excellent. And who knows? You might have two former Rays then in the lineup. Diaz leading off and Kevin Kiermaier hitting eight.
Vidal Bruhan would bring some. I think he's ARB eligible. I think he's owed $3-4 million. Maybe even less than that. He would provide. He's could be like a utility guy. Plays a bunch of positions. Has some intrigue. But you always have to be careful dealing with the Rays, as we learned with the Harold Ramirez thing. With all due respect, they're smarter than the Cubs.
they're a great organization.
Yeah, they're really smart and they know what they're doing. But Diaz, drink to that.
So did you have like a lot of salt today or something?
Oh,
you're drinking a lot of water.
I've been a little abnormally thirsty for about a week now. No concerns. You know, recently had a physical, everything checked out fine. I don't know if, what's going on. But yeah, a little too much water. Good observation. But Diaz could drink all the water he wants.
Coming up next, Jason Hayward.
Enough already.
Officially a farewell to him. Plus some deadline reminders. And what?
Well, we really got to do the third farewell to this guy. We've done it three times.
Well, I was just going to report it for a second.
Okay, great.
Or two.
Yeah. All right. Good riddance. And don't let the door hit you.
And then a report on a former Cubs first baseman coming up next. God. We're back here on Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen every day.
What are you, Beethoven?
I was doing the out of bounds, the referee.
Right.
And, oh boy. And, what are we talking about again?
You were doing your welcome in,
welcome back. Oh yeah. Welcome in, welcome back. Hey, pleased to be with you for a Tuesday episode, whenever and wherever you may be listening. I do want to, let you know that you could, shoot us a text this week, 312-834-4634. There's a lot in the hopper. So we're going to do that for either for a Wednesday or Thursday's episode. And unless there's any breaking news, we could always shift that around. So there's today, the Cubs 40-man roster went from 35 to 34 as outfielder Jason Hayward was officially released. Again, the deadline to protect players for the Rule of Five is 5 p.m. Central Standard Tuesday with the non-tender deadline on Friday. Just as we hit the air, Sam, Ken Rosenthal reported that Anthony Rizzo is the top target for the Astros this offseason.
Wonderful.
Your first thoughts.
That makes it more and more likely that Jose Abreu will be coming to Chicago. So I'm all for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's true. I didn't think about it like that yet. Yeah, I haven't had much time.
We have different minds. You're saying about things in the hopper, and I'm thinking about winning baseball game.
Right, right. And so Rizzo to the Astros, interesting. I think the Yankees will still make a play for him. I don't see the Yankees being a fit for Abreu. I really think that he's going to stay home. And so I like the equation there. Maybe that some of these teams will strike quicker on the first base market and get the dominoes rolling. Anything else today?
Hayward, you know, is a kind of a foregone conclusion here. So, and we've done the episode already. So, you know, hopefully he plays again. Guy gives great interviews and stuff. If not, I think he'd make a phenomenal analyst in the booth somewhere.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's pretty much that. Great episode. It's kind of moving quickly. I think this baseball team, maybe even by the end of the week, could look drastically different than it currently does.
Drastically?
Yeah.
Wow, a raise, trade, and a signing, that means.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe two new corner infielders.
Oh, man, with Diaz. Wow. Spent
I'm going to have to pencil in Diaz to what my 47th projected lineup. I'll do that tonight. But a Diaz Correa 1-2 at the top is really something.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure doing the show. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Be sure to hit that subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube and smash the like button and all your favorite Locked On Cubs content, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. And you can drop us that text at 312-834-4634. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. How about your second? The Locked On Sports Today podcast. Locked On Sports Today is our 22-minute recap of the previous night in sports. It features local experts on each of the big stories, as well as the take of the day from one of the Locked On hosts. He's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy, and this is Locked On Cubs.